This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and there's some good news for the people of Devonport near Port Augusta with a sealing of a road, which causes a fair bit of dust in the town. I'm joined this morning by Dan Van Ospelikan, member for Stuart. How are you this morning, Dan?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks, Jordan. Very well.
So Yorkeys Crossing Road will receive some sealing. That's pretty exciting news.
Yeah, look, it is. It's outstanding news. It's long overdue. People might know 21, 22 k's of the Yorkeys Crossing, the old dirt road that used to get people around the very top of the gulf before there were any bridges and just a ferry going where the town of Port Augusta is. The bottom end of it on the east side runs just to the west of the Devonport Aboriginal community. And of course, because most of our prevailing wind comes from the west, every time a vehicle, a car or a truck goes up that road, the prevailing wind takes all the dust that's whipped up from that vehicle and blows it across the Devonport community, which is an unacceptable health issue. So we're sealing the bottom of that road to deal with that.
Of course, this is something that the Devonport community have been waiting for a while now.
Yeah, you're right. And it's been far too long coming. In my 10 or so years as local MP, I've been trying to help them. I have not been successful in previous years, but after coming into government, certainly made the case again. We're talking about good people living in their homes, but many of whom have challenging health issues, particularly respiratory challenges. It's a very, very serious issue. So I'm very pleased that our government has been able to do this. There are other roads around Port Augusta, by the way, I should add. I mean, think of Port Patterson Road and Depot Creek Road. There are others that I'm working on as well. But I'm very pleased to have been able to get this up for the benefit of the people who live at Devonport and their health.
So when can we expect the project to be finished? It sounds like a pretty important one to rush through.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's only a couple of k's of ceiling, so it's not a big project in that sense. It's an important one, but not a big one. They've started doing some preliminary grading of the road now to prepare the surface of the dirt road for the seal that will go on top of it. The sealing will happen in mid-February, so you know we're really looking at a week and a half or so away from now. There'll be two or three days after that where people won't be able to drive on the sealed section of the road. There'll just be a little detour, in the dirt that goes around it for that time just to let it settle and cure. And then it'll be done, and that'll be a very, very big step forward for the people who live at Devonport.
And how will the project be operated, I guess? Is it local labour?
There's local labour involved in it. What we're doing to try and make this as cost-effective for the taxpayer as possible is using some of the resources that we've got in town at the moment anyway with regard to the bridge duplication, the George Baluk AM bridge duplication. So trying to just be as smart as we can possibly be with other people's money, using those resources and also accessing opportunities for some local people, specific to this project, traffic management and a couple of other things like that.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's really lovely to have some good news like this. And I say again, there are still some other roads around the place that I'm working on as well. Thanks, Jordan.
No worries. That was Dan Van Ospelikan, member for Stuart on your Classic It's Breakfast.